Good morning, everyone. How are you guys? Good. Happy New Year. Welcome to 2019. Oh my goodness, it's crazy. I graduate in 2020, so it's kind of crazy for me that we're already at 2019. So I wanted to just talk to you a little bit about a passage from James in chapter 4, verse 8. It's something that I found it earlier this week, and the first sentence of the passage actually was something that really caught my attention, and hopefully it will catch yours as well. And also I thought to just talk about it a little bit because this is what my New Year's resolution is, and something that I know all of us can benefit from as well. So it states, "Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded." And that first sentence is just really important. The draw near to God, and he will draw you near to you. It doesn't state that, you know, we're always going to feel close to God if we don't put anything in. And, you know, once we accept him into our lives, we have to do our job to, like, make sure that he feels welcomed in our lives as well. And something in 2019 for me that I'm really going to try to do is just to incorporate more of him into my daily life so that when I'm struggling with things and when I have things that, you know, he can help me with, I don't feel so far away from him. Because if we don't, you know, keep up with him, it's hard for us to really feel close to him and feel his presence all the time. So, yeah. Have a great Sunday, everyone.
Let's just stand with us. Come on, we're going to worship the Lord. How's that sound to y'all? Is that good? A little more excitement there. Come on. Come on. We're going to the throne room. Thank you. just come and pour on out your spirit on us this morning, and draw us to you. Draw us to you, Lord.
Miles can't conceal you, and every glimmer is a spark catching fire as you break through. And no, you're not far away, you're coming close. And oh, even as I wait, you're coming close. You're like summer in the night. The sun goes down, but still I feel you. And every shadow's turning bright. Every broken heart is made new. And oh, you're not far away, you're coming close. And oh, even as I wait, you're coming close. Sing, oh, you're not far away. far away, you come in close. And oh, even as I wait, you come in close. You're like starlight in the dark, and this miles can't conceal you, and every glimmer is a spark catching fire as you break through. And oh, and oh, you're not far away, you come in close. And oh, even as I wait, you come in close. That the highest King would welcome me. I was lost, but he brought me in. Oh, his love for me. Oh, his love for me. Who the sun sets free, oh, is free. Has ransomed his grace runs deep. While I was a slave to sin, Jesus died for me. Yes, he died for me. Who the sun sets free, oh, is free.
A child.
Father's house. Sing it out.
There's a place for me. I'm a child of God. Yes, I am.
There's power that can empty out a grave. standing on the rock. I am standing in your love. I am standing on the rock. My firm foundation. My firm foundation. I am standing on the rock. I am standing in your love. I am standing on the rock. My firm foundation. My firm foundation. I'm standing on the rock. Standing on the rock. I am standing in your love. I am standing on the rock. My firm foundation. My firm foundation. My fear doesn't stand a chance.
Lord, you're the giver of life. You bring light to the darkness. Are you hopeless this morning? Anyone? He's going to bring you hope right now. You got a broken heart? He's going to heal it.
You give life. You are love. You bring light to the darkness. You give hope. You restore every heart that is broken. Sing that again. You give life.
You bring light. You bring light to the darkness.
You give hope. You restore every heart that is broken.
Great are you, Lord.
And
sing that again. And great are you, Lord.
And great
are you, Lord.
It's your breath in our lungs.
It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. Pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to you only.
Let's go ahead and pour out praise on him right now. There's a challenge for you. Problem. Thank you, God. We love
you. You are worthy, Lord.
There's no one like you.
No one like you. You alone are worthy.
You give light.
You give light. You are love. You bring
light to the darkness.
You give hope.
You restore
every heart that is broken.
Great are you, Lord. Standing on the rock.
You are great.
Great are you, Lord.
Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. We could sing that over and over, over and over, and not begin to grasp the concept of what we've just said. Great are you, Lord. God orchestrates so much that we're just totally unaware of. When Brooke was going to do the opening, she had no idea what they were going to sing. When I selected what I was going to say, I had no idea what Brooke was going to say. But listen, let us then with confidence draw near to God, draw near to the throne of grace. What did Brooke start out with? Draw near to God. I think there's a song called Starlight that we sang earlier that said, draw close to Him. Why? Because great are you, Lord. But do we do it? Or are you like me? Sometimes I just keep a kind of a minimum safe distance. God, I not too close. Because if I get too close, you might ask me to go be a missionary somewhere. You might ask me to speak up for you at my workplace. And what would they think? You might ask me to confess to my friends things that need confessing. We hold them at a safe distance. But he says, draw near, draw near, draw near. I believe with all my heart that God has orchestrated this day, that there are people here today that would have been somewhere else, but no, you're here, and you're here for a purpose. You're here for a reason. God has been speaking through this whole service. If you go back and listen to it, you'll hear him speaking through the whole thing, a message of draw near, come in, come close. We're heading into a new year. Draw close to me. Don't be afraid. My grandson sometimes has to go into a different room and it's dark and he's afraid. And he's saying, I'm afraid, Papa. So he takes my hand and we go in and we turn on light. He's not afraid anymore because he's drawn close. I'm with him and he's not afraid. That's what God's saying. Draw close. I'm with you. You can go into that scary place. I'm telling you, close to God, where he's called you to go, is far safer than any safe room that you've devised for yourself. Draw into him. Give him, trust him. The ushers are going to come, and I'm going to shut up. And we'll let Sandy, I'll tell you what, buckle up. But as the ushers come, let's pray. Father, we just trust you. We want to draw close to you even with our finances. Mm-hmm. Trusting you to take care of everything. We try to work out budgets and numbers and they don't work. But when we trust you, you make it work. You govern it all. Because great are you, Lord. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And we thank you in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Go ahead, ushers.